Hello again, music lovers. This is Jerry Osborne with some classy tunes from the best 50 years of the 20th century. We call it the class of 19, any time of any year, from the 40s to the 80s. It's kind of a quid pro quo situation. You please me, and I please you, and everybody wins. And so we're off and running with the class of 1963, and before you start calling to say, "Hey, Jerry, that song came out in 1964, it was a number one hit then," well, you would be right, but what you may not know is that it was first released on a single in 1963, and it made some regional charts around the country, but it never landed in the national top 100. And so it truly is a great way to begin the class of 63, and what could be even better than to flip it over and play the other side, which is also great. Spin by the Beatles, Please Please Me, and From Me to You. And that could summarize my entire show. It's all from me to you. And it's all coming to you right here on KPTZ in the City of Dreams, where for the next couple of minutes you're going to be entertained by Bobby Bland, who says you can always call on him.
Love and affection, a heart so true, are yours for the asking. I've got it all right here for you. You needn't be lonely, you shouldn't be blue. I'll design a life of love for you, and here's all you got to do. When you need a good loving, when you need a good kissing, when you need a good hugging, yeah, 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 won't you call on me? You can't live alone, dear, your whole life through. Everybody needs a future, and I can see my future in you. When you need a good hug, yeah, 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 won't you call on me? You can't live alone, dear, your whole life through. Everybody has a future, and I can see my future in you. When you need a good loving, when you need a good kissing, when you need a good wild love, yeah, yeah, won't you call on me?
Directly from the class of 1963, Bobby Bland, also known as Bobby Blue Bland, and this is Jerry Osborne, also known as Jerry Never Blue Osborne. And one of the big reasons for me never being blue is that music is my life. Long ago, I realized that I was merely a host. A host with a symbiotic relationship with the music. The music is the symbiont, and it lives within me. And at times, it causes some strange sensations, like when, in my brain, I heard a bunch of giggling, laughing girls who also happened to have a piano handy. And I still have the recording I made of that event.
Cheese.
They called themselves the Dixie Bells, and that hit from 1963 is Down at Papa Joe's, where they serve fried chicken with turnip greens, and Papa Joe plays there every night. And now, aren't you glad that I came clean with that symbiotic story? Consider it my true confession. And that, my friends, is another one of my sneaky intros that merely portend what lies ahead. Hey, someone needs to do a story about this. This is breaking news.
Dear Mr. Editor, won't you please print my story in your magazine? Warn all the lover's heart, cheating heart can only end up in misery. I was a lying, cheating fool, treated her so cruel, broke her heart and made her cry, broke every rule, and that's mine. She can read the story
in your magazine.
That's my true confession.
True confession.
And I'm sorry.
Sorry that I treated her so mean. Oh, sorry that I treated her mean.
I would call her up and apologize if I was half the man I should be. But I'm afraid it's too late for that, 'cause I know she would listen to me. I was a lying, cheating fool, treated her so cruel, broke her heart and made her cry, broke every rule, and that's my true confession. She can read the story. That's my true confession.
True confession.
Let her know that I I know her love was true, but I made her cry time after time, until one day she couldn't take it no more. She said goodbye to me and walked straight out the door. So please, Mr. Editor, ask her for me to take me back and give me a try. And I'll be true, oh so true, and I'll love her till the day I die. And that's mine. She buys your magazine. Print the story.
That's my true confession. And that's a man that had many hits in the 1960s, Brooke Benton. And I'm Jerry Osborne on KPTZ, where we always welcome the great Roy Orbison.
A candy-colored clown they call the Sandman tiptoes to my room every night, just to sprinkle stardust and to whisper, go to sleep, everything is all right. I close my eyes, then I drift away into the magic night. I softly say,
always sing.
to an age-old question. What do a gal and a racehorse have in common?
Gal is like a racehorse. I play her to win. But if I should lose her, another may come in. Oh, love can be like heaven. Love can be a joke. But it's worth a gamble. So here I go for broke. Oh, who's got the action? Who'd take a chance on love? Who's got a kiss for me? Give me one and you get back three. Who's got the action? Just lay it on the line and I'll bet you 10 to 1 you be mine. Now once I had a filly, I ain't seen her since. Some can't go the distance, they're only good in sprints. Oh, sweethearts stay together when it's fair and warm. But in stormy weather, they don't run to form. Who got the action? Who take a chance on love? Who's got a kiss for me? Give me one and you get back three. Who's got the action? Just lay it on the line and I'll bet you 10 to 1 you'll be mine. Favored or a long shot, I'll play either way. All I need's a winner, and this could be the day. And when I won my parlay, I'll be set for life. I'll take all that money and gamble on my wife. Who's got the action? Who'd take a chance on love? Who's got a kiss for me? Give me one and get back three. Who's got the action? Just lay it on the line. I'll bet you 10 to 1. Bet you 10 to 1. Bet you 10 to 1. You will be mine.
Motion picture music from Who's Got the Action? And have you noticed we've got a string going here of some of the greatest vocalists of the Golden Age? Brooke Benton, Roy Orbison, Dean Martin, and now Connie Francis with some great orchestration by Claus Ogerman on Your Other Love.
Thank you. charms, pretty little charms. See how they sparkle in the sun. Ding dong ding, listen to them ring. They seem to be telling everyone that you're my baby. With a twist of your wrist it can be told, you're my baby. There it is in 14 karat golden. Pretty charms, pretty little charms, starting from the day we met. Your sweet 16, the moments in between, that New Year's Eve we won't forget. So if some guy should ask you if some night you're free, wave him away with the wave of your arms. Do as I say, just blind him with your charms and show him you belong. Some guy should ask you if some night you're free, wave him away with the wave of your arms. Do what I say, just blind him with your charms and show him you belong.
That's a cool tune about charms from the late Bobby V. And like all of what you're hearing this hour, it's right out of the heart of 1963. Now here's a teener tune from Andrea Carroll. And while everybody is celebrating her 16th birthday party, but because her love life is the pits, she's going to pull the plug and send everybody home. Because it hurts to be 16. Turn 16. But as I recall, you only need to do that once in life, and then it's all downhill from there. And that little story is from Andrea Carroll, who previously sang Please Don't Talk to the Lifeguard, which of course she did. Now for a real change-up, here's a beautiful song from Lucio Gatica, along with the always magnificent Nelson Riddle and his orchestra. Let's enjoy the Mexicali Rose.
Thank you. Charlie Rose, stop crying. I'll come back to you some sunny day. Every night, you know that I'll be biting. Every hour here while I'm away. Dry those big brown eyes and smile, dear. Banish all those tears and please don't sigh. Kiss me once again and call me Mexican Rose, goodbye. Brown eyes and smile, dear. Banish all those tears and please don't sigh. Kiss me once again and call me Mexicali.
Last time Mexicali Rose was a hit song was back in 1938 by Bing Crosby. So we got a great version of it there from 1963. And a very similarly titled song also came out in 1963 by the Four Seasons. It's not Mexicali Rose, but it's New Mexican Rose.
Senor. Oh, yeah. everybody. It's Matt Lucas, and I'm still moving on KPTZ Radio 91.9 in beautiful Port Townsend, Washington. And I'm moving on to the great sounds of this wonderful radio station.
Wind it up, baby. Oh, shake it for your daddy. I'm gonna ride that train tonight. Goodbye. Big eight wheel rolling down the track. Me and your true loving daddy ain't gonna come back. I wanna move. Well, don't you hesitate when I'm motivated. I'm gonna move on. One of these days, son, it won't be long. You're gonna look for Matt Lucas. Matt Lucas be gone. I wanna move. I got to move. You climb much too high when you give him the eye. I wanna move on. I got to move. Wah, move. I wanna move, pretty baby, move it on down the line. I got to move, why move? Yeah, move. I wanna move. Rub it by, pretty baby, I'm on my way. I'm gonna move on. Engineer, take a throttle in hand, and won't you move me right down to that good loving land? I'm gonna move. Well, I'm on my way, I'm going home to stay. I'm gonna move on. I'm on a boot. I'm on a boot. I'm on a boot. Get rid of these blues. You find much too high when you gave in the eye. I wanna move on. I got the boot. I got the boot. You flying much too high when you give him the eye. I'm gonna move. Well, don't you hesitate. I'm on a motor rate. I gotta move on. Well, get yourself under control. I got to go. I wanna move on. Goodbye, baby.
Sounds to me like that engine ran out of steam there at the end. That's my friend Matt Lucas and his huge hit from 1963, I'm Movin' On, a blue-eyed soul version of the old Hank Snow hit. And I especially like the line in there that says, one of these days, and it won't be long, you look for Matt Lucas and Matt Lucas be gone. But fortunately, he hadn't gone so far away that we couldn't get him back to do our station break. So, Matt, thank you for that. Now we got a great duo from 1963. They were known as Barbara and Brenda. And hardly anyone knew it at the time, but Brenda was Brenda Holloway, who went solo a couple of years later and had great hits like Every Little Bit Hurts and What Are You Gonna Do When I'm Gone? And an added bonus about this record is this wonderful guitar sound that they have on Let's Get Together.
Oh,
Barbara and Brenda and Let's Get Together. I've said that many times. We need to get together every Wednesday and every Sunday right here on KPTZ. I'm Jerry Osborne, and I'm all set for a great ballad from 1963, Mr. Presley and Love Me Tonight.
May this tenderness cling when the fire of spring is a memory. May you still be my own when 100 years have flown. But if it can't be, give this moment to me while our dream is bright. Put your sweet arms around me and love me tonight. Love me tonight. Let me feel your lips on mine, and I pray forever and a day I'll be possessing you. Confess to you, if I knew that our love would be gone with the stars in the dawn's gray light, I'd still hold you close and whisper, love me
in a mellow mood and love me tonight. If you're one of the fortunate few who tuned in the last time we did the class of 1963, then you probably recall that we played Daughter by the Blenders. Well, their follow-up was kind of similar, and that's what we have for you now. In Daughter, she was told to leave the boys alone. In Boys Think, which is the follow-up, the message is that they think every girl's the same.
Boys think, every girl's the same. Boys think, every girl's the same.
Boys think, boys, every girl's the same. But some girls do, are we all to blame? For some of our love burn them like away. Boys think, boys, every girl's the same. Only difference is a change in their name. Boys think, boys, girls play with love like a game. Boy, my love has been hurt before, but girls in some anyway. Boy, love me, tell me so, but he's afraid to let his heart go because boys think more. Every girl's the same. Girls like me fall in love in vain. Why do boys think every girl's the same?
Think, and they are the Blenders on KPTZ, and their records always made for wonderful wedding gifts. Meanwhile, I was thinking earlier about how difficult it is to go through the early 60s and not play something by Gene Pitney. He's just one of those mandatory artists that you've got to include. And so, from the class of 63, I picked out 24 Hours from Tulsa. And this song is made even better by the great trumpet section that you hear throughout.
Dearest, darling, I had to write to say that I won't be home anymore, for something happened to me while I was driving home, and I'm not the same anymore. Oh, I was only 24 hours from Tulsa, only one day away from your arms. I saw a welcoming light and stopped to rest for the night, and that is when I saw her as I pulled in outside of the small motel. She was there, and so I walked up to her, asked where I could get something to eat, and she showed me where. Oh, I was only 24 hours from Tulsa, only one day away from your arms. She took me to the cafe, I asked her if she would stay. She said, okay. Oh, I was only 24 hours from Tulsa, one day away from your arms. The jukebox started to play, and nighttime turned into day. As we were dancing closely, all of a sudden I lost control as I held her charms, and I caressed her, kissed her, told her I'd die before I would let her out of my arms. Oh, I was only 24 hours from Tulsa, only one day away from your arms. I hate to do this to you, for I love somebody new. What can I do when I can never, never, never go home again?
Hey, music lovers, Jerry Osborne here to talk about the blues. Music historians say the acoustic American blues, as we know it, was born in the Mississippi Delta, especially from New Orleans and north to Memphis. To get deeper into the last 100 years of blues recordings, I recommend you spend 2 hours every Wednesday night from 8 to 10 p.m. Pacific Time and take a blues journey with Taylor Clark, right here on KPTZ 91.9.
Thank you.
take it that everybody was ready when Smokey and the Miracles gathered the troops together to do Mickey's Monkey. And that's just one of two in a row from the Motown Corporation. Next, we have a group called the Darnells, and they probably come the closest to the Phil Spector wall of sound than anything else that came out of Detroit. So here we go with Too Hurt to Cry and Too Much in Love to Say Goodbye. On the label, it says the Darnells, but it's really the Marvelettes, who at the time already had hits under that name, such as Please Mr. Postman. Now I need to flash back to the opening of today's show. I played the Beatles and both sides of a song that came out in 1963, but didn't become a hit until 1964. Well, the same thing happened with Billy J. Kramer and the Dakotas. In 1964, they had a top 10 hit titled Bad to Me, but that same record came out in 1963, and didn't do anything, a complete flop. And this song was written by John Lennon and Paul McCartney. So there's a Beatles connection there, too. So here's Billy J, and Don't You Be Bad to Me.
If you ever leave me, I'll be sad and blue. Don't you ever leave me, I'm so in love with you.
The birds in the sky would be sad and lonely if they knew that I lost my one and only. They'd be sad if you're bad to me. The leaves on the trees would be softly sighing if they heard from the breeze that you left me crying. They'd be sad, don't be bad to me. But I know you won't leave me, 'cause you told me so, and I've no intention of letting you go. Just as long as you let me know, you won't be bad to me. So the birds in the sky won't be sad and lonely, 'cause they know that I've got my one and only. They'll be glad you're not bad to me. Told me so, and I've no intention of letting you go. Just as long as you let me know, you won't be bad to me.
So the birds in the sky won't be sad and lonely, cause they know that I've got my one and only. They'll be glad you're not bad to me. They'll be glad you're not bad to me. To me. To me.
One of the many British artists that were very popular in their home country, but never really made it in the U.S. until they got on the coattails of the Beatles in early 1964. And as you probably know by now, this is Jerry Osborne on KPTZ with a marvelous song by Brenda Lee, a song of remorse. She knows that she had the world when you were hers, but she threw it away. She thought the grass was greener where she wandered one day. Oops.
I had the when you were mine, but I threw it away. I thought the grass was greener there where I wandered one day. I left your someone else, but he was never true. I thought the grass was greener there. Now here am I, so blue. Now another holds your hand. And there's nothing left for me. And it hurts so much to see her stand where I once used to be. It breaks my heart when you walk by, so near and yet so far. And the grass is really greener there, for that's just where you are. I know the grass is greener there, for that's just where you are.
Oh yeah, that's the amazing Brenda Lee as we prepare to wrap up the class of 1963. Next week, we jump 10 years ahead, and we'll be playing music from 1973, so I kind of hope you tune in for that. Now, if you could name any record by Barry and the Tamerlanes, there's no doubt it would be I Wonder What She's Doing Tonight, because that's pretty much their only hit.
Can't help it if I wonder. I wonder what she's doing tonight.
artistic, it's eclectic, it's a musical scene. KPTZ rides a radio beam, 24/7 in the city of dreams. Oh!
Well, friends, that's going to do it to it for another trip down memory lane. Be sure to join us next time when we bring you another year and another class of great tunes. So I'll see you then, and we'll talk again.